This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden rebutted a special counsel's report investigating his possession of classified documents that highlighted longstanding concerns about his age and memory. At one point during Thursday night's televised address, Biden seemed to mock the report's finding that described his memory as fuzzy.
My memory is fine. My memory, take a look at what I've done since I've become president. None of you thought I could pass any of the things I got passed. How'd that happen? You know, I guess I just forgot what was going on.
The White House pushed back on the characterization of Biden's memory. It accuses Special Counsel Robert Hur of using highly prejudicial language that's inappropriate for Justice Department. During his address, Biden also emphasized the report's conclusion that he would not face charges. The U.S. Senate is beginning work on a package of wartime funding for Ukraine and other allies. We get more from VOA's Rick Pantelia.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has tried to recover $60 billion in funding for Ukraine, as well as roughly $35 billion more for Israel, other allies, and national security priorities. In remarks, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly says the Senate embarrassed itself by failing to approve the border security compromise.
This is a shameful week for the Senate. The American people are watching. They were hoping that Congress could overcome political divides for once and actually deliver. That didn't happen. The Senate failed them.
The legislation's pathway remains unsure because the Senate leaders have not agreed to a process to limit the debate time for the bill. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. North Korean media say leader Kim Jong-un has restated he has no desire for diplomacy with South Korea and that the North would annihilate its rival if provoked. The report Friday said Kim, on a visit to the defense ministry, said his moves to cut ties with South Korea allow his military to take a more aggressive posture. Regional tensions have increased with the North's weapons demonstrations and threats, and the United States, South Korea, and Japan strengthening their combined military exercises in response. A Russian opposition candidate that has called for peace in Ukraine has not been allowed to appear on the ballot for the upcoming presidential election. We get more from the AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
Boris Nadezhdin, a local legislator in a town near Moscow, has been refused permission to run as a candidate in Russia's upcoming presidential elections. He was required by law to gather at least 100,000 signatures in support of his candidacy. The Central Election Commission declared more than 9,000 signatures submitted by Nadezhdin's campaign invalid, which was enough to disqualify him. Nadezhdin has openly called for a halt to the conflict in Ukraine and for starting a dialogue with the West. I'm Karen Chamas.
Donald Trump won the Nevada Republican presidential caucuses, AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
The former president was the only major candidate to participate in the GOP caucuses, and he wins most, if not all, of the state's 26 delegates.
They sort of knew who was going to win. You get 98%. We wanted to get over 80, and we got 98.
Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley did not participate in the caucuses, blaming what she said was an unfair process that favored Trump. And Trump Thursday night made a dig at Haley, who on Tuesday got fewer votes than the none-of-the-above category in Nevada's Republican primary.
I'd like to congratulate none-of-the-above.
So far, Trump has won Nevada, Iowa, and New Hampshire, and the GOP race now pivots to Haley's home state of South Carolina, which will have its primary on February 24th. I'm Donna Warder.
The United Nations chief is urging the international community to mobilize and do everything possible to stop the war in Sudan, saying what is happening is horrible. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said there is no military solution to the conflict between forces supporting rival generals that began in mid-April of 2023, and he stressed that continued fighting will not bring any solution, so we must stop this as soon as possible. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.